Key Code New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 80. Activity 1. Read and put the paragraphs in order. Read one paragraph at a time and decide on a main idea in each. Write it on the lines. Use the main ideas to work out the ordering. Listen to check your answers.
It was a chilly early December afternoon. The sun was shining brightly. It was just the perfect match for the light blue sky, along with the clouds above looking like cotton balls. The clocking was about to hit 2 p.m., it was when I thought, why am I having doubts about going to the festival? Everybody knew that I would have fun, for days of fun ahead of me. Then I started to get ready for this new experience. This is what I need, a place to stay, the tickets for the festival, transportation and camping stuff. First thing I set out for was a camping site spot. I was surprised to find a nice one. It was called Lunario Garden. I knew I might get a bit sore and stiff legs, but all I had in my head at the time was, go for it, it will be worthwhile. I read some comments on a blog about their facilities, service, and the food they served, all of them full of positive words. Next up was getting a ticket for the festival. I was lucky enough to receive a discount. I wasn't expecting for anything like that to happen, but something off the cost was cool. After that, I just did some research on how to get to the venue. I learned that the only route available was convenient and at low cost. At first, I thought it would be something like a big bus crammed, but it turned out to be the opposite. Finally, the camping stuff. It was all unfamiliar to me as it was my first time going on a camping adventure. At 5 p.m. that same day, I went to the shops to get all the camping gear I needed. 2 hours later, as soon as I got home from the shops, I decided to have some practice setting up the camping gear. It was confusing at the beginning, but in the end, it all became so easy that reading the instructions again was not necessary. From this point, I just had to wait for the day to come, and it did faster than I thought. I was there on my way to a place called Toluca. I had heard stories about it getting extremely cold during the nights. I felt I was ready to cope with everything, even with the cold. The first night there was the hardest. I didn't know what would come next, but it just got me prepared for the following days. It is, of course, something completely different from living in a city, or even crashing in a house or a flat, but by investing some time in collecting information in advance, anyone can manage to spend some days living in a tent surrounded by nature. What about you? Have you ever gone on a camping trip?